I remember when Facebook first became available to businesses, I had clients asking me to manage their Facebook pages. Being that Pitch Publicity's focus is garnering traditional media, I walked away from the additional business. But wanting to stay in my lane of specialty wasn't the only reason why I turned down the offers to do social media management. I was using Facebook at the time and explained to my clients that although time-consuming, it was easy to manage on their own with an internal team member or freelancer, and that paying my rate would be a bit overkill. The problem was these executive clients of mine weren't on Facebook, but felt pressured to have a page. Before you let a new technology pressure you into overspending, do it yourself first. I lost business that year to clients who were razzle-dazzled by other PR firms that started selling social media packages at a premium to take advantage of companies' unfamiliarity with Facebook. When these CEOs finally investigated the platform for themselves, they ditched the PR firms and brought social media back in-house. Plus, they came back to me for traditional media where they were getting the most bang for their buck. The pitch challenge today? New technologies are being launched like rapid fire. It can be hard to keep up. However, take inventory of the services you are currently using on someone else's platform or that someone else is managing for you. Do it yourself to see what exactly is involved. This will give you valuable insight into whether you are overspending, investing in someone else's platform too much, or if what you are paying is worth the hosting and management. I recently had a company try to recruit me as an expert to their relatively new platform. Their pitch was on point, and the concept and presentation was very enticing. The price tag was expensive but doable. However, before pulling the trigger, I took time for due diligence. I forced my non-techie self to look past the pretty platform and investigate behind the scenes on what they were really offering me. In this case, I discovered that the money I would be paying them would not really make me the high-level contacts they hyped, but give them access to my valuable contacts for their platform so that they could make substantially larger amounts of money off of me. That being said, my profile page would look so pretty. It was not a waste of time for me to go through this investigation process because the platform idea is actually a great one and a concept that has been on my to-do list for a very long time. So I'm going to DIY this idea and choose to invest in myself and not someone else's platform that is not ready for prime time. Don't be afraid of something just because it seems too technical. When you dive into the details, you'll feel more empowered to make informed decisions instead of knee-jerk reactions to those pretty, shiny objects.